well, you know, an hour goes by or whatever. We were outside and we went back inside trying to get, you know, start dancing again. Mm-hmm. Then we just see how this man just falls to the floor. Yep. And
he went back, right?
He went back. This man hit his whole head on the fucking floor. Yep. Immediate, like,
blood everywhere.
And me and you were just looking at each other like, oh my God. Are we gonna see somebody?
We actually gasped. We were like,
everybody stopped because then everyone was trying to crowd like around him, like trying to give him space too. So like everybody kind of like moved out the way.
But they moved and kept dancing.
Well, this is the guy, and this is what messes me up. And so they pick him. The bouncers, two bouncers, pick him up. His eyes are rolling. Like you can still see his eyeballs, but like.
But people were still dancing when he was on the floor, head busted.
So
open.
there's blood everywhere,
and it happened right in front of us.
Right in front of.
Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl, Mommy. And you are now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit. Everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So, here we go.
This is only a test.
Jeez.
Damn. Oh, was it real loud on the thing?
So
oh, shit.
It wasn't that loud for you, was it? Mm-mm. Jeez. Okay, welcome back to part two with special guest, Mija.
Hey, we're back.
Who did you sound like? You're on TikTok sometimes? Not really.
No.
I'm going to show you her, but you sound just
when
like
I say
her
hey.
When you say hey and when you said bye last episode.
Oh.
She's like, her name's Drew, and she goes after like these misogynistic guys, and like, she's the queen right now of TikTok.
Okay,
and,
work.
Like, talk shit about their hairline and stuff. Oh. But you sound like her, you're like, bye.
I'm dead.
Hi. So I'm gonna show you. Anyways, welcome back.
Thank you.
After those quick commercials breaks and whatever. All right, we're gonna get intense. Time you were the most drunk.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
There's been a couple of times. I don't know which ones have been the most when I've been the most drunk.
Uh-huh.
there's one that pops up.
I bet.
And
I
we've been I've been clowned for it
for years.
I don't even remember how old I was. I don't know if I was, you know, of age, but
She was of age.
I was of age. We'd love to see it. We were of age. So anyways, so we went to the club.
Wait, what was it? Because you already told your age, but I was about to say, was it like 4 years ago or something?
It was like when
3 years ago.
I don't remember.
If we're talking about the same time.
I don't know.
She was of age.
I was of age.
For reference,
I was of age. So anyways, so I went with you.
Oh, okay.
That's the one I'm thinking about.
Okay, we were on different ones.
Different vibes? Okay, well.
But that's a good one.
But because I said, I don't know if I could rank them, but.
I was thinking sunglasses.
Oh, we can go into that one too. But so me and you were out, and it was like spontaneous. You're like, you want to go out? And I'm like, yeah. And like, I usually go out. I only go out with family. Like, I was just talking about this.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so I was just talking to her about like during the commercial break that like I don't go out with anybody. Like, I've never been out with my friends. Like, I've invited friends to our functions, but it's like, it's my family. Like, and when I mean family, I mean like my cousins and my brothers. Not like I bring my aunt and my grandma. You know what I'm saying? Like, my family is
she just wants to let it be.
Yeah, yeah. That is like my cousins, my brothers, me.
Yeah.
So that's what I talk about when I'm talking my family. So I usually go out with my family, and then I'll invite friends. So like, I have one friend that always comes usually, and like stuff like that. But I've never been out with my friends by myself. Anyways, so I went out with you, and it was like spontaneous, whatever. You know, you want to go out? I'm like, sure. So yeah, I'm getting ready. Blah blah blah. So you got a pregame, obviously, because drinks are expensive.
Yo, what did we have?
Girl, I remember what I had. Oh. I'm about to tell you.
Oh, okay. I think I know.
So we had, you're like, well, what do you want to drink? And I'm like, I don't care. We are a tequila family, okay? Let it be known that we are tequila family. We We're a tequila family.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, wait, we might have a...
Okay.
That's a heavy pour.
That sounds like you're peeing.
Anyway.
And so you were like, whatever, like, I have this. It was the pink Jose Cuervo mix. Mm-hmm,
the lemonade.
Pink that shit lemonade. Was warm. I was like, okay, we can sip on this.
Shit was warm.
No, but I think that had something to do with it.
No, yeah, definitely.
So just details. Because
These
are important details. And so we're like, you want to sip on this? I'm like, okay. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, it's basically juice. Like, mm-hmm. It's not straight liquor. Like, I should be fine.
But that was your first mistake, because when it tastes like juice,
that's dangerous.
That's fucking dangerous.
And so we're sipping it like juice. Like, it's we're just sipping. And I'm a juice girl, so I'll be just sipping on it.
One time for the juice girl.
Woo! So I'm just sipping on it. And then, so I'm fine. We get on the Uber. As soon as we get on that Uber, girl.
Oh, yeah. It was when we got
immediate blackout. I don't remember getting to the club. So we're going downtown Raleigh.
Was this when you danced?
Yes. And honestly, you please can share more us, details, because there's a lot that I don't remember, because again, I'm already in the blackout zone.
Yeah.
But I'm coming in and out, okay? So the Uber drive, I don't remember at all. We get to the club. I do remember getting to the club. We're ordering drinks. At the time, I remember I had a brown.
You do remember that.
That I walked. I do remember walking in.
What did we go to? Like two?
We went to. Three? We went two. To one, girl.
Ooh, girl.
No. The one that no longer exists. Oh, okay.
We went there, but
we tried going. Okay.
We're all over the place.
Yeah, so we get to this one club, and I remember getting there. We're ordering a drink or whatever, and yeah. I remember I had my wallet. It was brown. I remember, and it had a zipper. Girl, I don't know why. My mom was like, "Keep your receipts in case you have to return something." So I'm over here. I have hundreds of receipts in my little wallet. Okay, just that's another key detail.
Oh, I remember.
And so. I guess I took out my card to pay or something. I don't know why it was open.
Yeah.
And so
the thing, did it have a zipper?
It had a zipper, but girl, it wasn't zipped. That's the guy.
Bitch, the whole time?
That's what I'm saying.
And why didn't I do something about it?
I don't know, because I don't remember why it was open. That's what I'm saying. Like, there was no need.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I guess that shit was unzipped. Mm-hmm. And so you told me later, because I don't remember this, that my receipts kept flying.
Yeah, it was like, I want to say 5 times that your receipts just fell and
people were like picking them up.
People were helping you pick them up.
And this is another key detail. It was like a Thursday night, so it was like not too popping. Like, it's not Saturday afternoon. And
you remember?
Yes, girl. It was during the week, because I remember it was. That was another key detail, because like that's why they noticed, because there was not that many people there.
Oh.
And like,
but remember that club used to get popping on Thursday nights?
Yeah. Girl. Well, I guess it wasn't popping that day.
Like, it wasn't like full, but Thursdays were like the, oh, let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I guess, again, coming in and out of blackouts, because then I remember coming back in, like, back to the world, and then I remember the bouncer
back
saying.
To the world.
The bouncer saying, ma'am, can you give me your wrist?
Fuck.
So I'm like, okay. Yeah. So I'm like, giving him my wrist. He like rips off my little.
No, but that's when he said. To me or something?
To you.
Your friend too drunk.
Yeah, it's like your friend too drunk.
No, your friend's,
wallet.
Wobbling.
Oh, yeah. She wobbling.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
She do be wobbling.
She do be wobbling. And so, I remember, like, ma'am, can I see your wrist?
But can we...
See, that's what I remember. There's a lot of things that happen in the middle that I don't remember, but you can share.
Right here on Esuna Vibra, where you will get the true story. Fuck that security person, because honestly, you were not wobbling.
And that's on period, like.
You were not. And I think after he said, why are you wobbling? Then you wobbled. Mm. But, dude, she was not wobbling when. Because we were on the bench, too.
Yeah, we weren't even really walking.
So wobbling where?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, yeah, she was not wobbling.
Okay, well.
She wobbled after.
Wobbled after. wobbled after.
She wobbled out.
Out. But tell them what happened in the middle with my little stool moment.
The stool moment. Oh, my favorite. Okay.
The favorite moment. This is what I get clowned for. Not everything
clowned,
else I have.
Not clown, because I say it's iconic.
Okay.
I love
iconic
it.
Vibes.
I live for it.
Okay.
The stool moment.
Okay, so go ahead and share, because I don't remember this.
It was stool night.
It was stool night. But I don't remember what happened, because I was, like I said, I was blacked out.
Okay,
so
we're in the, because I don't know if y'all going to figure out what club we talking about, but there's an inside part and there's an outside part. We're in the inside part, and Girl, I don't know what song it was.
But I went off.
I wish I remembered. See, back to me not remembering shit. But you went off. Like, you were like, what are they? The Pussycat Dolls?
Ora.
You were like, you know, moving. Flaring. And I was like,
I've never seen my cousin like this.
I had never seen you just pop off like that. And I was like, okay, like, I'm hyping you up. So then you take your leg, right? Mm-hmm. And you just kick the stool. Like them, that's in movies, right?
That probably. I don't know.
Strippers? I don't know. But you kicked it, and it didn't fall over, but you, like, kicked it to, like, the...
To the side. To,
like, it slid a little. Uh-huh. So it looked like a whole movie and shit. Oh, my God. Or a music video moment. Uh-huh. And like you said, it wasn't... It had to be Thursday, because you didn't hit nobody or nothing. Yeah. Like, we were vibing. There was space. But after you kicked it, you just go back to, like, you know, like...
My back curving.
My butt.
Oh, no.
That was probably not the song, but... Yeah. But you were...
I was just vibing?
Yeah, and I was like, go, girl. Yeah, and I hate that you don't remember it.
I don't remember.
I hate that.
And so we told the family later, and they were like, oh, so it was... Because now
it's
flashback. They're like, are you on a stool level? Like, are we about to hit... I'm like, are we about to hit a stool? And I'm like, no, I'm not there yet.
But you never really kicked a stool ever again. Like,
no.
You danced. You were vibing, because that wasn't 20...
it was before Rona. Let's just say that. It was most definitely before...
But for that one birthday of yours...
Oh, yeah, we can get into that.
You were vibing, too.
I was vibing.
You were dancing good, too.
Girl.
Not that you danced bad, but no, you were feeling yourself. Yeah. Like, you were more out of your shell.
But, yeah, and then that's not the worst part, though.
But that's not where that ends at
No. And so we get kicked out. You know what's coming?
I know what's coming.
So we get kicked out. So let the record show.
I have been kicked out of a club.
Yeah, we were kicked out, and then remember, you had just ordered a drink, and bouncer was like, you need to go, like, your friend wobbling.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but I just ordered. I remember this, like, well, you chug it or you leave it. And so homegirl's chugging.
Yeah, because I was what I said when he was like, you gotta get out. And then honestly,
that was unnecessary.
I fucked up, because I don't remember him like ripping
my thing off.
But I feel like now that you say it, I'm like mm-hmm. living it, like,
he's like, you gotta go.
And he did say, you gotta go. And I was like, I just ordered this drink. Like, mm-hmm. he was gonna give a fuck. Yeah, literally. I was like, I just ordered this drink. And he was like, well,
chug it.
Or, yeah. But you gotta leave. You guys gotta leave. So I'm sitting there chugging this fucking drink. I'm like, so now I'm fucked.
So now we like leave. Yeah. And you're like, well, the night can't be over. Because we were just out this one club for I don't know how long.
We weren't there long. Long,
girl.
I feel.
So we're trying to go next door to the. And so, girl, we didn't even make it inside.
No.
I was wobbling.
No.
Now, at this point, I'm wobbling for real.
No, and plot twist, it was closed. Oh, no, wait.
Wasn't it raining?
No. It was open, but we didn't know you had to go through another door.
Oh, so we thought it was closed.
Afterwards, we found out that the fucking place was open, but you had to go through a different door. Well, but we thought it was closed.
So, homegirl over here, you know, we're like, well, we gonna be done, because...
Let it be known she dropped the receipts. Four more times on the way to this other club. Another club.
So she pulls up with the Uber. We on the way home. Girl.
Oh, and you dropped your receipts in the Uber, too.
Well,
that's where it started, on the way there.
Oh, yeah? When I was like, dropping my stuff?
We were already, like, on Glenwood and you're... Oh.
It's okay. They don't know.
And that's where it started. I was like, oh, girl, your receipts... And you're like, okay. You're like,
you're trying to put him back
differently every time.
So we're on the Uber, girl. I black out again. And then you say, I just remember there's air coming through my face. So the windows are down and I'm just going.
Oh, that was not the one. It was that one.
What did you call it? Projectile vomiting.
Yeah, I
am behind the Uber driver.
You remember me saying what?
Projectile vomiting.
Oh, I thought you meant like in the moment something to you.
So, I'm behind the Uber driver. I'm throwing up everything.
I just looked over and it was like The Exorcist.
And then homegirl, I came back to life again, and I just remember like we had all the windows down because I felt all this air on my face, and I was like, what is going on?
Girl. And I'm over here like, I'm sorry.
And I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm over here being a fool, like, going through all this clownery.
Oh, no.
Anyways, long story short, I made it back. We made it back safely, but I had to go to work the next day. Mm-hmm. And I had to go in at 7 in the morning. I was wearing my pants that I used for work, because I had to wear black pants to work. I only had one pair of black pants. I wore those to the club. I had to go home and wash them. You took my other clothes. Girl, I don't know. I woke up the next day and I was still drunk. Because I got home at like 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning.
Girl. Did you?
Yes.
For
I don't know.
What? Reed, what time did we leave to the
I don't
club?
Know. I remember I got back
home. Because we weren't out.
We were not that late. But like, I remember I got back home late. Or I went to sleep late because I was trying to figure out my life. And I remember I just got like an hour of sleep.
Good old time.
Because I had to get ready for work. Girl, I called out. No, I went to work for only a couple hours and I left.
Isn't that when they were like, you don't look so good or something?
I texted my manager. I was like, as soon as you get here, I'm leaving. She's like, well, I'm like, you'll see. She walks in. She's like, oh, girl, leave. I still had leftover eyeliner. I still had like leftover eyelash glue. I look like a whole mess. Still drunk. Don't even know how I drove to work. But anyways.
Oh my goodness.
So that was one. But the one you were referencing
is sunglasses. I love how you have like titles for your moment.
Stool. The first one was the stool vibes.
Stool vibes and then sunglasses.
This is
vibes.
Sunglasses. So we were at your house. Yeah. It wasn't even a party or a birthday or nothing. We were just invited to drink. Yeah, yeah, we were just like, you want to come over to drink? Sure. We're all coming. We're vibing. Here we go again. here we go again with the new drinks.
No, why do I keep pressing that one? It's this one.
New drink, Pink Whitney.
Oh, so what we're learning here is that
the pink
Nina
drinks?
Wants to no, not wants needs to stay away from the pink drink.
The pink drinks are not the me nope. are not for me.
No,
pink. I've never had Pink Whitney before. I guess
that was your first time.
That was my first time.
Was it your first time with the pink lemonade
yes.
thing? Damn, girl, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It was you know that was just.
Yeah.
Again, sipping them like juice. I was vibing, and then they all hit at once.
But it was shots too.
And they were shots, and I was just.
But that'll make it no better than you chugging the bottle of Jose Cuervo.
And I remember we were vibing, and then I blacked out again. And again, I don't remember anything. But
it's funny because these stories you're telling, you get up to that point,
and then I'm like, everything else is a fill-in. So everyone was taking care of me, like literally, like I'm throwing up in the bushes. Whatever.
The whole backyard.
Yeah, the backyard I'm throwing
from that
up.
Tree to that tree.
And then the sunglasses part is that they put sunglasses on me because I was at their house. Like, her parents are still, like, my aunt and uncle are still here. Like, they were like, if they open the door, they're going to see that this homegirl is gone.
Yeah,
and
so we had you, like, okay, so you were sitting like this. Well, they can't see, but yeah. You were sitting like this in the chair. And we just, oh, shit. And then we just put sunglasses on you. So you just look like, whoop.
Yeah, it was a short night, but then it got worse too because, well, my little brother drove me home.
Oh, okay.
And he had to like take care of me for real. Like he helped me. Like he helped me out. Like so, true brother moment right there. He brushed my hair, and then he said I didn't know. Then this made me feel the worst. Like he's like, I got so concerned that you're gonna throw up in your sleep and you're gonna die.
Oh my goodness.
He's like, so I went and slept with you, and I like made sure to like hold you up to the side so that you wouldn't. And I'm like,
what
stop.
True-ass
I'm like, that's
brother.
Very nice, but it's also sad that I got to that point. Like,
we're not gonna talk about that.
We're gonna talk about that, but. Shout out to the little brother.
Shout out.
He was a real one for helping me. He was a real one for helping me out that day. But yeah, that was another one.
Do you have another?
There was a strip club night.
Ooh, do you want to tell that one?
That one's a good one. And then we can say your stories. Because this is not just me.
She said, you know what?
We gotta say it both ways.
I didn't sign nothing. You're the special guest. Not me. I didn't say
so I'm
shit.
Just sharing all my life. And y'all here just like.
Angel.
Strip club. First and only time, honestly, that I've been to the strip club. It was for your birthday. It was for your
somehow
birthday.
Somehow I'm getting that all of these are like.
No.
There's one culprit.
There's a common denominator.
Oh, shit.
No, but I remember it was your birthday because we were like, oh, like we had never been to the strip club. And you're like, oh, I want to go. And so like you invited your friends and we went anyways. It was really fun. Club night was fun. The strip club night was fun.
I feel like you didn't have fun. I don't know why. Like,
oh, we had fun. It was vibing.
Yeah.
I think it was right before Corona hit, though.
It was
right before.
It was the
January of 2020.
I got to have a birthday and then like shit
nobody
shut
else
down.
Yeah. So this is right before this whole madness started, so this was kind of recent. So I remember we're there again. We're pre-gaming
here
because again, just that's just what we do. I guess that's just what we do. I remember getting there. Like I remember everything. I remember being there. Like this the time girls.
It was the box. What's it called? The beatbox.
Fuck the beatbox.
That's what it was.
That was it. Was that one? Yeah. That's because we were. I don't know what we were drinking, but I was fine.
And it might have been pink. It might have been tropical punch, but the bottle was pink. I think with blue.
I don't remember.
We're adding colors now.
Pink is also a common denominator.
Pink and me. If it's pink and it's I'm involved,
we're going to be a blackout night. But I remember everything, though. Like, I remember being there. I remember the girls.
Okay,
I remember
us. We're improving.
Yeah. I remember everything. It was into the point where we were in the back. We were in the back because then you and your friend went up to the front to be more like, you know, in it. And so me and my little brother stayed back. We were in the couches in the back.
Y'all were testing the
And
waters,
I remember though. I just looked at him and he looked at me and I looked at him and we're like, I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And he's like, me too. And I was like, word. So we get up. Girl, that was a mistake. If I would have had my ass down, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
But I got up and everything started twirling.
But it's crazy that, because you guys didn't drink there, I don't think.
No, we didn't drink there.
So you had already walked.
And that's the thing, like, we had been there for a little bit for it to have hit so much later. So
for you to sit down and then get up and then boom, that's crazy.
Yeah. So I remember I got up to the bathroom. And let me tell you something. Whenever I get drunk, it's not like every time I get, like, I drink, I get messy. It's just been a
these are very dramatic
we took it too far
I
took it too far.
She wants to throw that out.
Yeah I'm not always like this, okay, y'all? Don't come out here and blame me that I'm like, oh, she messy. Don't take her out. Oh my God. No, y'all, I promise I'm not always like that. But so anyways, I remember I got up and I'm going to the bathroom because I had to pee. Girl, as soon as I got up, the vomit was just coming out. Oof. Down the hallway. Oof. I remember I made it to the bathroom.
Wait, I didn't know that part. I thought it was right by the door of the
the hallway. It wasn't a long way to the bathroom.
No, it's not a long way.
But like from there to the bathroom, it was like, you know, a few steps. So those few steps were covered in vomit. So I made it to the sink.
Oh, girl, I don't do good with
it. I made it to the sink and I just looked at myself and I'm like, you done did it again. And I remember I didn't even go to the bathroom. I just, like, cleaned my mouth because I came back to life, like, immediately.
Yeah.
And so I cleaned my shirt. And I was fine. Like, it wasn't that much that fell on me. It was everywhere else. So I was good.
Yeah.
But the floor was not good. So I remember I
But nobody out. Saw, right?
No, because there was no one in the bathroom. Well, I come out and the bouncer's like, are you good? And I'm like, yeah, what? Again, like I said, I don't know if it was just the throb that I needed to come out, but, like, I was fine by then.
Yeah.
It's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, why? He's like, well, it's because we saw somebody walk by, and I don't think they felt good because there's, like, now someone's cleaning up the throw-up on the hallway.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, that's crazy that someone did that. Walks away.
Ain't that wild? Who would do such a thing?
Not me. I lied, girl. I sat my ass back down.
It's okay.
We're not going to share what happened to the other brother because he can share that if he wants to, but something else happened to him. Anyways, we come back, sit down. I was fine after that. I did black out again in the, like, it wasn't even the Uber. I think homeboy drove us back, but I don't remember that drive. Yeah. I think I was just tired too, or like, I don't know, the leftover,
paint drink?
Yeah, effects, I guess. I don't know.
Damn. Yeah.
And my birthday. But I feel like my birthday was fun.
Which one?
My 21st birthday. We went to the hotel and stuff.
What did we... I'm thinking the wig party too.
What happened at the wig party? Did anything crazy? Well, nothing happened at the wig party.
Did it? No.
Oh, that was you, girl.
That was me?
With your homegirl. You remember.
Maybe. Was that the wig party?
Yeah, that was the wig party.
Okay, let's not talk about
that. Let's not talk about that one. But my 21st birthday was fun. We went to all the clubs. And that girl, I am surprised that I made it that far. Because that was my first time, like, drinking, like, heavily and, like, drinking a lot, like, mixing.
Yeah.
So we drank all types of things,
girl,
that day.
Oh, girl, it all started, it all went, well, I don't know if you want to share, but, because it all started in the
with
hotel
the wine bottle?
When I brought the games.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
but
like,
the wine bottle, it's because You brought me a wine bottle.
It was me. No. It was pink.
No.
It was pink.
Oh, shit. So now we have... Okay, so y'all, don't give me nothing pink.
No, it's just me, apparently.
No, but it's just...
I'm the culprit.
No, but see, it's the pink drinks.
Yo.
But anyways, what I'm getting at is that she gifted me a...
And you were pink.
At my wake party?
Mm-hmm.
I was
it
pink.
It all came down. It was all leading up to that moment.
To that moment, yep. But I chugged out. She gave me a whole bottle of, I don't even know what it was called. It was a sparkling wine, pink.
Pink.
And I don't know why, but I was like, it's mine. And I was just chugging that
it's
thing.
Mine.
I drank all of it. And like, people that know me, like, I don't really drink liquids like that. Like, I can't chug drinks.
Yeah.
I don't do that, but I don't know how.
But had you been drinking or that's how you started? I don't remember.
Before then, I had drank a little bit. But like, so this was the first time I was like drinking heavy. Like,
oh, okay.
But we drank all types of things. We had, what is that?
We had pink. I know we had.
It was not pink. It was
Kinky.
Another one.
Another one, and it's pink.
And it's pink. So we had kinky. I had kinky for the first time. We had Crown.
We had
tequila.
Yeah, I think it was tequila.
That wine. All types of things. We went to that one club. Their iconic blue drinks. I'm not gonna say the name,
but
iconic blue drink. So popping. Mm-hmm. Then we went to the other place, and that's when I had my blast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I was living my best life. But see, that's the thing. Like, I made it the whole way. And then we came back to the hotel, and that's when I lost my shit. Like, that's when I threw up. But I wasn't messy.
No,
well, I don't know.
You weren't.
Yeah, I don't remember being messy. Like,
and you didn't puke until...
No, I did not puke at any...
Yeah. No, you didn't.
No, I didn't puke anywhere except for the hotel. But, I mean, I was already back, so
you
I was safe.
You also had an iconic moment then.
In the bathroom?
Ooh.
What? With my friend that I like dropped a little bottle and we lied about it.
No.
Oh, maybe not. What iconic moment?
You can tell that, but I was talking about something else on your birthday.
Okay, well, you can share that and then I'll share mine.
I was talking about when it was me and someone else from that group.
Uh-huh.
And we're standing at the bar getting
the shots.
Drink.
Yeah.
And I love it because we're
ordering... Tell her what I was wearing. Tell them what I was wearing.
Yeah, you were wearing a little chain, like, what is it, those beads? With a shot glass attached to it, like, my
21st. Yeah.
So me and this person are at the bar ordering shots or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pop up in the middle of us, like, just like this, like a little gopher.
Like a little.
And you're like, you hold out the cup and we pour you one, you drink it, and you slide back down like,
nope as well.
Like this. And I was like, okay.
That's all I need. Bye.
I loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, she says, you were in a silly, goofy mood.
Facts. I was living my best life that day.
No, yeah, it was
but,
iconic.
What I was talking about was that me and my friend that got invited. One of my cousins got us like little airplane bottle things.
Mm-hmm.
I was of age, obviously I was 21, but we snuck them in for what, you know, just to be rebellious or I don't know, to be sneaky. And so anyways,
it was because the price of fucking drinks.
And so anyways, we snuck them in, and then they were like, I think you or him were like, okay, go drink it in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And so me and my friend go into the stall. Girl, I broke it as soon as I took, because I think I had it in my bra or something, or like somewhere where they couldn't see it, and so I took it out. Girl, I was so gone already that I dropped it. And then my friend was like, girl, and I was like, what? It's like, there's glass everywhere.
Yeah.
And I think she was the one that trying to clean up. And then we came out like nothing happened, and you were like, you took it. And then I was like,
you lied to me.
I was like yeah.
Yeah.
And then my friend told me later, she's like, I wasn't gonna kill your vibe. So I was like, yeah, we drank it. It's like lies. Straight lies.
You told me after. I was like,
and like,
cool.
I don't know this. Like, my friend had to tell me this because I don't remember that part. But those have been the iconic moments.
One time for the. Let's see.
One time for the.
Oh, not that one. Shit. Damn. This one. We'll do the long one.
For making it out.
For me, has iconic drunk moment. You had your snooky moments.
I had my snooky moments.
Time.
But this is something that we call you, like, you're our lituation godmother. I don't know if people know this, but
now they do.
So you have been the one to like kind of like push us into that.
No, this is a good thing.
It's not a bad thing, but like, I don't know, like, again, I feel like you were the ones who were like, I don't know, we feel comfortable,
yeah,
and like, we trust you that you're not gonna like make us, you're not gonna leave us, you know, whatever,
or drug y'all or anything.
Yeah, yeah,
like
do
that.
Nothing crazy. So I think it's just been that vibe. We're like, oh yeah, we're gonna let you be our situation godmother.
Love it.
Yeah, that's her. That's another name we call her. For the lituation godmother.
One time. We need a lituation godfather. Like why? My husband or something.
I was like, why?
No, but...
But it's your turn.
Damn.
I'm over here making a fool out of myself.
Well, I'm trying to sit here because I know I've had plenty. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, what are the, let's say, the top three top iconic... Oh, you gave four, I guess. Drunk moments. Lituation godmother moments.
And I feel like you lived more, like, in your early teens. Like, you were out more than I was. Like, I started really late.
Oh, yeah. I was over there being a whole buffoon at the young age.
Yeah, we started late. Of blank. We were a late bloomer.
I done told her that. Shit. No, but... Wait. We don't... Why? We ain't getting to these fucking buttons. Because we don't have our sound guy.
We don't have our sound guy today.
And I lost it. I had just seen it. It's the damn. Oh, here it goes. Here it goes. Damn. But damn. What did do? Can you think of something like you've seen me, and then I'll be like, yeah, I was fucking stupid that day.
There was one, but we don't like talking about that one day.
Woo! No, that's not.
That's the only time I've seen you like on that? A thousand. Yeah.
Damn. But only time.
The only time, really. I mean, that I can remember.
Yeah. Damn. No. Yeah, that was a bad one. That was really bad. Was it even like a holiday or anything?
I think it was a birthday. I don't remember that.
We gonna skip that one. fuck. You kind of put me on the spot. I mean, I had a birthday at a hookah lounge once.
She said.
And I. Oh, that was a. I want to say a party bus. I had a party bus. And, you know, I think it was my 21st.
Oh, nice.
And, you know, we're over there. I'm over there climbing the poles like a monkey. Like, in the party bus.
I was like, oh, shit. She got in the strip club.
Fun fact. Well, we can get to that. Yeah. Oh, that's another one. Okay, it's coming back.
Okay, there we go.
Drunk moments. This one's bad though. And so I'm over there, you know, and the bad part was that the party bus was brand new. Mm-hmm. So if anything fucked up,
like, it was gonna be on you.
They would know it was me. Dang. So I was like, fuck, win, lose, cause brand new bus, but fuck. Anyway, so we're having a good old time going here and there. I don't even fucking remember. We end up at the fucking hookah. That was the last hoorah, I think. So, I want to say this is that time. I may be mistaken, but let's just say it was that same time, right? Mm-hmm. So, I'm sitting there with my, I think it was, with my group of friends, right? And out of nowhere, I have to puke. So, those bathrooms are kind of, from where we were, they are around the corner, but there's always a line. And
you can't wait when it's throw up.
And in the moment, I got to puke, like, you know? So, I go to puke, and it was, like, my best guy friend at the time here, and then, like, my best girlfriend over here.
Yeah.
So, I puke, but
my... You're not in the bathroom, right?
No, because it
You're
just...
in line.
It just came, and also, for reference, I don't think I would have made it anyways. Mm. So, I'm sitting in... It was, like, booths. It was, like, not a booth, like, a restaurant, but, like,
the... Yeah.
The L ones, I guess. Mm-hmm. So, I puke. But my best friend catches it in her hands.
Damn!
Wait, dang! I'm telling you, we need our sound person back.
Literally.
So, shout out to her, but I was.
And
like,
what possessed her to do that? Just so they wouldn't fall on the floor?
One.
Because, girl, I would not be catching no throw up.
Every time I tell this story, like I've told it to baby girl, yeah. She's like, I'm sorry, it would not be me. I'm like, yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, shout out to my best friend, like, that did because...
Dang.
And I feel like I couldn't do that for her.
For somebody, yeah.
Because I'm not good with throw up. Mm-hmm. Like...
It doesn't matter who.
I see it, I can't, I flip, and I want to puke now. But anyway, so she catches it. And one is because, like, oh, you know, like... I thought I heard a cat.
Me
what
too.
Did you hear that? What heard, was that?
I don't know. I thought it sounded like your child.
It's demons.
It's demons.
Okay, so anyway, so she catches the throat. So I think one was like, you know, oh shit, homegirl. But more so, it was because she didn't want me or us
to get kicked out.
So it was like, it's my birthday situation, whatever. So let's not get kicked out. And so she catches it. Honestly, I don't really remember what happened. Like, she ran to the bathroom and, like
threw it away
or whatever. But I know she caught it. And I'm over here embarrassed because my best guy friend's on this side. Yeah. And I'm like, ooh, did you see that? Who did that? What?
Not me.
That's crazy. So there was these two girls that were there because, okay, we were there a lot. So, like, every weekend or some shit, we were there. And there was these two girls that didn't like us. So that whole, like...
The drama. Yeah.
And they didn't like us. So they would just see any, like, wait for the opportunity to, like, fuck us over or something. Mm. So if they would have seen that...
Done.
So they did. Mm. Plot twist. So they went and told, like, oh, that girl's too drunk to be here. And,
they
like,
snitched.
They snitched.
Fast.
Snitches. Fish. Bitches. Stupid ass. If y'all hearing this, I have my own podcast now. I'm thriving. No, but yeah, they snitched their bitch ass, and because they didn't like me or my best friend, so snitched. And then here comes big ass security guard, right? Picks me up, throws me over his shoulder, and I'm over here fighting a little bit, not like fighting him, but I'm like wiggling. And I'm like, no, it's my birthday. Oh, what my the God. Fuck? He throws me out. I'm like,
just you?
Yeah, well, I puked. And then
everybody
snitched. They were like, she threw up. Mm-hmm. And like, I was like, where it at? Not here. So did I throw up? Whatever. Yeah. And then they're like, she's too drunk. So obviously I look drunk. So I'm like, whatever.
Gotta go.
No, I didn't want to go. But they done threw me out. Mm-hmm. And so I'm over here yelling, I know the owner.
Like, that's going to make a fucking difference.
That didn't mean shit. So I'm like, all right, what the fuck ever. So I get thrown out. So I remember I went around the corner and I'm like crying because I'm like, aww, it's my birthday. And you know, the drinks done.
Get you emotional.
Yeah, so I'm crying. I'm like, and everybody's fake because I'm out here by myself.
I was going to say, where's everybody else?
In there partying. So I'm like, whatever.
They don't left you.
I mean, I done left them in a way. Not intentional. I got thrown out. Whatever.
But that's not.
That's what happened. So in a way, I'm like, honestly, whatever. If y'all paid for hookahs and like y'all want to stay there, and so I go to my car and fall asleep in the back seat.
Love it.
So now I have another.
Be safe. Being safe.
Well, I shout out to this one guy friend, not the same one that was sitting beside me, but another guy friend that he was like, he looked out for me and he was like, "Oh, who do I call like on your phone to like come make sure you're okay?" Like, I'm not gonna leave you, because you would go down a hill and I would always park near the bushes. So
I do remember you telling us where you would park,
right? So it's like in the cut, like, and it's by that I'm kind of gonna give away the thing, but it's by that damn Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, the ghetto.
So it's like spooky, so I'm like, oh fuck. Shout out to him, because he didn't leave me there, you know, alone. So he's like, I'm just going to wait till somebody pull up to help you, like, tell me who to dial. And I'm sitting there, you know, them drunk, like, call this one. Yeah. They're like, let me sleep. Bye.
Yeah, literally.
So shout out to him. He helped me. And, but yeah, I got thrown out. But
that's fake, though. Nobody came out.
That's where this comes in.
Damn. Literally.
And they just stayed partying. So, for one part, I'm like,
yeah. And it's your birthday? I'm sorry. I'm mad.
It's my birthday. But at the time, I was like, whatever. I'm sleeping, drunk, whatever. Like, what were we going to do? Like, they partied away, like, whatever. And then the other side of me is like, y'all fake as fuck. Like, what the
literally.
But this was years ago. But the funny part about that place and where I used to park, so my car got nicknamed the Litmobile, because it would be like me and friends at the time, and like girls, like fine ass girls, just like partying it up, like opening. Mm-hmm. So I would play the music and like bump it, and like everybody's doors open, like
dancing,
shaking ass. So I'm like, what the fuck? So the guys would look over. So it was kind of like that. They have their car over there bumping. Okay. And we got my car over here bumping. So that we're like, Eli would just
oh.
Bitch, why am I telling this story? But I was more the DJ. One, I have not much to shake. So so I was more so, you know, the DJ. But it was funny because that little area got to be so popping that there was this guy that would, like, he would sell airplane bottles and cigarettes and shit.
It was like that Risky from Everybody Hates Chris.
I don't remember. No. But he would go down because it was a parking lot. He would go down the, hey, y'all need, I think he was even selling condoms. I don't know. But he would show, he would like the movies, open up his jacket. What you need? I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, nah.
Because the place didn't sell alcohol. So he would make a profit off of like the little airplane bottles and shit like that. So I'm like, I was always good. Like, we've always
pregame before.
We pregame over here. But yeah, yeah. It was funny to see, you know, that, somebody selling.
Trying to make a profit.
Yeah, but that's one of the times.
You remembered another one that you said, that one brings another one.
Oh, that's just like going back to strip clubs and you were like, were you dancing or something like that? I think that's what you mentioned.
Oh.
Well, fun little story. I went to the strip club. I think it was 4-8. It might have been a random crazy, I want to go to the strip club night. And I was lit, you know, pregame.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were doing shots. I think it was those tubes, but they would put it in their boobs.
Oh, and you could just...
And then just... Uh-huh. Boom. And I was like...
Oh, love it. She said, where's another one?
So, like, four... Another one.
Another one.
It's like four of them bitches. And then I tell the stripper... I was about to say her name.
You know her name?
I know her name. So I tell her, sit down. And she's like, oh. And then I'd start dancing, like, I'm the
You're
stripper.
You're the stripper? Okay,
like,
work.
You know, over here, worming it out.
Yeah.
And that was just funny, because I was like, who the fuck did I think I was to be like, it was the liquor. I was like, I'm the stripper now.
No.
You know, I'm not taking off clothes or anything, but I'm over there, like, feeling myself, like, sit down, like, I'm going to give you, like,
a little lap dance.
But yeah, that was a fun night. That was a good night. I think that's the night that, when I was, or was it? No, you weren't there. Because you only went to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
I need to take you to the one. It's by the... Damn, I'm just giving all these free promo and locations. Y'all ain't gonna know. No, fuck it. I'll tell you about it after. But I was paying at the front. And then somebody said, excuse me, and like grabbed me like this. Mm-hmm. Not like grabbed me, but like, oh, excuse me. And then the girl that was like, oh, you ready to pay, whatever. She's like, oh, that was a famous porn star that just, like, brushed your shoulder.
Okay.
So I, like, look back and I'm like, where? Like, honestly, another little fun fact, I wouldn't have known. Like, I'm not into porn like that. I'm like, hey, guys, fun fact.
I'm famous.
But
I met somebody, yeah.
But it was just funny that she was like, oh, that's a famous porn star just touched your shoulder. Will we ever know who it was? No. But... One time for the porn star and the and the striptease without stripping that I gave.
Woo! Beautiful. Beautiful.
But yeah.
You know what comes to mind though?
What?
When we saw the almost dead guy.
Oh, we didn't tell
we
that.
We need to share that one.
That one is a together.
That one we were not drunk. We were not.
No.
We were not clowning.
No, we're not clowning.
No, we went to that. It was just a night, right? It was just a random night.
Yeah.
And we went with one of your friends, too. But it was just me, you, and my older brother.
Yeah.
And your friend. Vibing. In the inside. That inside-outside place. Same inside-outside place. We were in the inside. And, well, no. Because even when we got there, there was this one dude that kept bumping into everybody. I'm like, this man's drunk. Like, take him out.
But
like,
it was the same person?
The same person.
Oh.
Because I remember, like, his friends need to come get him. Like, he's bumping into people.
I remember that part.
He was bumping into people. I'm like, he's being extra. Like, you need to.
Yeah.
I mean, me talking, like, bro, shut the fuck up. No, but this man was being obnoxious, though, because he'd be like, yo, you know what I'm talking about? Like, he was trying to, like,
¿Cómo?
No, yeah, no. He was trying to be hype, like, yo, what's up? And, like, I'm like, no one wants to talk to you right now. Like, you're too drunk. Well, you know, an hour goes by or whatever. we were outside and we went back inside trying to get, you know, start dancing again. Then we just see how this man just falls to the floor. And
he went back, right?
He went back. This went man backwards. Hit his whole head on the fucking floor. Immediate, like,
blood everywhere.
And me and you were just looking at each other like, oh my God. Are we going to see somebody?
We actually gasped. We were like,
everybody stopped because then everyone was trying to crowd like around him, like trying to give him space too. So like everybody kind of like moved out the way.
But they moved and kept dancing.
Well, this is the gag. And this is what messes me up. And so they pick him, the bouncers, two bouncers pick him up. His eyes are rolling. Like you can still see his eyeballs, but like.
But people were still dancing when he was on the floor, head busted
open. So there's blood everywhere.
And it happened right in front of us.
Right in front of us. And then you see how another bouncer just grabbed one of those like, not towels, but it was kind of like a towel.
The rags.
Yeah, like the little linen things that they use. They just swoop that thing in one or two goes.
Oh.
Everybody starts going, starts dancing again. And I'm like.
Yeah.
Excuse me, like we just saw a whole man potentially die.
And another thing, they didn't spray nothing.
Again, pre-COVID, so that disinfecting hand sanitizer didn't. That was not a vibe.
Still, blood should be. Yeah. It has always been.
It has
like
to be
hazard.
Treated some type of way.
No, they said no gloves.
No gloves. They just wiped it down.
We should probably put. Oh, their clothes. I was their like, clothes. We're gonna put their business. Fuck y'all.
They gonna figure it out. That's why y'all closed. I'm just kidding, but yeah, and then me and you, like, my brother and your friend start dancing again, like, again with the worms. And me and you are just looking like...
We were shocked for a good, like, what, 10 minutes?
And I was like, yo, like, we can't.
Until we started doing maybe this, like,
we're like, okay.
Slowly dancing, like, I guess.
And then we're like, is this, like, disrespectful?
Right?
And then we ended up leaving. Bro, tell me why, like, even an hour later, like, that homeboy was still outside the ambulance. He was still in the ambulance. God knows what happened to him.
But he was alive, I think. We saw his eyes open.
Yeah, but that was scary.
That was intense.
I had never experienced... Oh, and then the other day that we went, we saw a whole cop chase.
Bitch. Okay, so I'm going to tell you.
You can tell that one.
We're walking from the parking lot, and there's like a different way. Because I'm going to tell how your older brother kind of saved us, you know? So there's like another way to go, but he's like, let's look at the, there's these cool lights that they just put. I feel like people are going to use this context. He's like, they put these cool ass lights, like, let's go see them. So we went around the corner and we're like, oh, dope lights. Like, yeah. I've seen these in Instagram
And me and you are
posts.
Like, me and you're like, bruh, they're out here playing like the little kids with lights, but.
Yeah, we were like, okay.
Stupid.
Fucking lights.
Because we were wearing heels. We're like, how are you going to make us walk more? But anyways.
No, just me.
Oh, just you that day. And so you're like, it's like, how you gonna make me walk more? But anyways, that ended up saving our lives because...
It did. Because we went around the corner to see the lights. So we pull up outside the corner and boom, right away.
Right away.
We see the police with their guns drawn out. Oh, shit. Well, I got sound for this. Hold on. We got the police.
Literally.
We got the fucking, maybe not this one.
They weren't shooting. That's too much. No, but yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay, so they have their guns drawn out.
They start running. The cops running.
And one of them, like, sprints, right? And we're like, what the fuck? So I'm like, hey, mija, like, let's back up. Tell me why these motherfuckers, for reference, we...
Our family.
Y'all fucking shit. For reference, who was... It was three other guys of the family that were ahead of us. So I'm like, being the oldest one, I'm like, hey, guys, can we back up? Like, we don't know the situation. Yeah.
Like, we don't want to get
involved. I'm being the mom, too. Yeah, like, I'm worried for y'all. And I'm like, back it up. But you're the only fucking one that listened to me. And I'm like over here stressing because one of them decides to go in the middle and I'm like...
Start talking to strangers. What's going on? What did you see? Like, what does it matter, boy? Like, come back.
And it's scary because it's literally like a police chase because now there's SUVs coming the other way, full like high speed chase.
And you could see the dude running, like the dude that they were chasing running.
Yeah, we saw the one.
There was two.
No, but we saw the one from that situation. Okay, so... So that calms down a little, right?
And we're still kind of freaked out. Because
they're like, we still going to the club, right? So I'm like, what the fuck? All right, I guess. So I'm on alert still. Yeah. Like, you know, like
what's going on?
I guess we'll go to the club, but I'm on alert. So then we see a guy run from one side of the buildings to the other side and jump a bush, right?
Jump a bush.
And I tell them, yo, that's gotta be the other one. Because they were saying it was two guys. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's gotta be the second one. Because there's no way you're running like that.
And why are you running over a bush?
And jumping a whole bush. So that's, what was it? Like, not even, it wasn't
maybe
inches,
like a block.
But it, not even
the block. Yeah.
Like in front of us, and we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And I was like, and that's the thing, like, we don't want to be involved. So, like, we just passed this man. Like, what if they would have found him or they would have seen it? Like, well, are you all involved?
Or shoot at him.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we were just too close to the situation.
Way too close. And honestly, I want to say that I was like, can we wait? I know we still going to the club.
We can wait, but just give it a minute. Damn.
Right? And then I was like, we can go the other way.
Yeah.
Because the situation was happening up, like, one way of the street. And, like, the other way, there's still a club, which I'm like, there's a club, right? You know what I'm talking about? The other two clubs. Yeah. So I'm like, let's go the other way. Yeah. No, these bitches want to go with
us. They want
to
go.
They're determined.
To go to the other damn side.
So I'm like, I guess. Fun time.
It was a good night,
that was
though.
Intense, though. But it was a good night.
It was a good night, but there was a lot of stimulus going on at the beginning. I was like, hold up.
There was way too much going on. I think we had just been talking about, like, dangerous situations or some shit. But we're out here thriving. Oh, wait.
Out here thriving.
Out here. We made it.
We made it out alive. No, but yeah.
But yeah, those are the... Damn. We didn't say nothing but our crazy drunk stories. We're reaching the thing, but I wanted to say that the gasolina night with your man.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. I blacked that out of my memory. How much we got?
I think like 5 minutes.
Okay, we can do it. So again, right before pre-COVID, like, we're going out to this gasolina party they announced out in the ghetto, literally.
Yeah.
And so me, you, and my older brother go. It's always me, you, and my older brother.
It was right before COVID.
Yeah. Anyways, we get in. Long story short, it was funny because me and you were like determined, like, we're not even trying to be with no guys. Like, we're just me and you vibing. We're just vibing. Brother, on the other hand, was very much on the mission to go find somebody and go talk to somebody, whatever. So we're like, let's go to the other side, because we had been on one side the whole night, and we're like, let's go to the other side to see what's going on.
Yeah.
Mistake. Red flag. So we go to the other side, and we're just dancing. It's me and you. We're like, oh, we're here together, blah, blah, blah. And then we see these two guys come up. Bruh. And you
If you asked me, I don't remember what the fuck they look like.
Me neither. Because I think I blocked it. Yeah. But you were like, oh, that guy's cute. I'm like, oh, then go talk to him. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then... I feel bad.
No, it's okay. I wanted to talk to him, right?
You say. You
wanted to. I was like, oh, he cute, whatever. Tell me why he's like, oh, I want your cousin. I was like, okay.
Okay.
All right.
And so this man's like, okay, let's dance. I'm like, okay. I'm like, no, you take him. I'm like, no.
It's funny because you want my cousin, but she don't want you.
Period. Okay. And so I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. You can dance. And I was like, I'll get the other dude. Because there was two of them.
Yeah.
And anyways, so he ended up being with me. You ended up being with homeboy.
I had to go take
so we're
L.
like, okay. So I've
both L's, to be honest.
Both L's. But I've never been like that in front of you, like in front of anybody. So like, and then I see my brother on the other side, like eyeing us. I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing. But like, you know, he's dancing on me and I'm dancing on him. I'm like, okay, well, anyways, whatever.
Because you were over there, you know.
Hey. I was like, well, we might as well. Aprovechamos.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, and this is what really messed me up. He was, you know, the small talk, like, where are you from? Like, what's your name? What you do?
He was a stripper, won't he?
Oh, that's what I'm, yeah.
Oh, my bad. I don't really.
So then, no, it's okay, because he was like, is this okay? And I was like, is what okay? And I'm like, my dance moves. And I'm like, yeah.
6 out of 10.
I'm like, why are you asking me that?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, because I was a stripper, so I want to make sure I'm not being too much. And in my mind, I'm like, boy, you're not even really doing anything crazy. Like,
yeah. You're worming it.
I'm like, boy, sit down. I'm like, you're out here trying to like...
Just for that, go sit down.
Yeah, I'm like, just for that. Literally, just for that, I was like, we're done.
Oh, shit.
And then like, he's like, I'm gonna go get some beer with my friend. I'm like, that's fine.
Dude, you ain't gotta...
Go do it. I'm like, let's go. And you're like, por qué? I'm like, I'll tell you in a second. So we left. We went to the other side again. We met up with my brother again. Then I saw them motherfuckers dancing with somebody else. I'm like, it was nothing. Yeah. I was like,
And then the girl he was dancing with, her lip gloss fell. And I was like, we should, like, kick it to the side. I don't know why I was being mean.
We were being petty.
I'm not usually petty, but I was petty that night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, kick it to the side. But either you or me picked it up and, like, handed it to her or something. And that was that. But Good times. All right, you guys. Well, we're going on another break. Y'all join us for part three. Part three, and we've done two questions.
It's okay.
We love it. All right.
All right. Peace. Let's get it.